I've made it better than I thought I would. Great Lord. Last time I come over here, I got down in Atlanta, and I was about 5 hours getting out of there up here. And this time got down there and got in the same thing again. It wasn't nothing but two or three little tornadoes and had them all tore up. We had 17 on the radar one night right around my house. I was over home a while back, and a bunch of folks come from Georgia to a wedding, and they said to Terry, said, "What do you all do here when the wind quits blowing?" He said, "Go to the cellar." And that's right in Oklahoma. You got to know that weather. But we got here. I got down there and got my luggage all messed up, but we got here. And I'm still like the colored woman said, "You not necessarily needed in his kingdom, but my father would be glad if you decide to come." You know, if you don't go to heaven and nobody from Virginia goes and nobody from Oklahoma goes, we'll not be missed. John's already saw so many they couldn't count them.
Come on, now.
Amen.
Come on now.
I mean, we're not going to heaven because God got to have us. We are going to heaven because Jesus is willing to save us and take us there. And I'm just so glad to be here. If I had a second home, I'd make it in Virginia. After 47 years of traveling amongst the people, if I had a second home, I'd have it in Virginia. So glad to be with you. I'm changing messages again. I've been changing gears ever since I've been here. I wrote that down the 2nd, 23rd of 91. Scott wrote up on the top of it there. I've asked David Horton tonight if he can read, to read a little for me. He told me about some better readers in the house, and I felt like he was just trying to put it off on them. So I wouldn't let him out. I think he can read good. But I'd like to say something worthwhile. I dread long, dry preaching. I've done some of it, but I dread it. I dread that preaching that I counted 90 amens on one of your radio preachers today, and if you know him, will you please tell him that the Oklahoma man said, "Cut out some of the amens, please, glory to God."
Come on now.
In 10 minutes, I counted 90 amens on one of your preachers on the radio up here. If you will, please tell him to pull out a few of them amens. I'm certain if we would subtract the glory, hallelujahs, and amens out of some of our preachers' messages, there wouldn't be nothing left, hardly. And probably some of mine. But I would like to help you. I'm not trying to be smart. I'd like to help you. I haven't been able to run. And this morning, if it hadn't been for looking like a fanatic, I'd have run more than I did. Did you all notice what a wonderful job I done of running? This leg just went out from under me, and it wouldn't stay under me, and I fell down on it and embarrassed me because I couldn't go up a step but just one at a time, you know. But this morning's the first time I've done that. I was here sick. I couldn't stay in here. I'd get in Jimmy's Jeep and drive off back of Ralph's house and lay in the back of it up there in the mountain just as soon as I got through here. I couldn't stay here. But God has come to me, and I told you this morning, and I tell you again, the Lord has come to me. He came to me during the Christmas time. His power stayed upon me for hours. I felt like saying, "I knew you would. I knew you would." Told me long ago, "You wind the rest of it up preaching. Don't worry about nothing else. Just wind the rest of it up preaching." I've been a working man. I love to work. I love working men. And I'd like to say something that would help you. Wayne Dillard slapped a boy in the middle of the back at Glenwood, Arkansas at the camp meeting from Kentucky. He slapped him in the middle of the back when he walked by him and said, "I'm for you if that'll help you." Ed Rohr said he never did know what that did for me. That's not much to say, is it? I know of a boy that said to a person, "You can do it." And they wrote that down, and they have wrote articles about that since, and he never knew that it even helped him, but all he said was, "You can do it." You can make it if you try. That's what the boy had on his T-shirt when he left the jungles in Africa where the missionary had preached and told him about Christ, and he prayed and got saved. A little black boy said to mama, he'd heard of America, and the missionary told him, said, I'm going to America and get education, just a black boy. About all he had, your mama put 5 pounds of flour in a sack. That's all you had to give him. They made everything out of it. And he worked his way all across Africa from one banana plantation to another. And all he had was, you can make it if you try. That's right, he'd done that. He got over there where he's supposed to get on the boat and come to America. No money to buy a ticket. He told him he wanted to go to America. I don't know how God worked it, but he can just do things. He can just do things. And he got word to a university in the state of Kansas, a college up there, and they heard about that black boy and made up money among the students and the faculty and sent him, bought him a ticket and brought him over there and educated him right up there in Kansas and went back to his people. And all he traveled on was, you can make it if you try. Amen? Well, you may not sing like an angel here, and you may not preach like Paul, but you can tell the love of Jesus, how he died to save us all. Somebody wait and start singing when they can sing like Elvis. You ain't going to sing like Elvis. Forget it. He's a good singer, all right, but you ain't going to sing like Elvis. You ever hear Lester Roloff sing?
Yep.
Sang the funniest any man I ever heard sing. Yep. And they used to make fun of him because he sung like that. Did you know he is a doctor of divinity, and he wouldn't let him call him that? Never did use that hymn. But he just kept singing anyhow. I tell you what we need to do. That's be obedient to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Huh? Spirit said to Philip, go south into the wake, down Bergesa down there. Well, ain't nobody out there, nothing but sand. He didn't say that to God. He just went south. Got out there, and here come a chariot across the country. The Lord said, now if they ask you to get in it with them, get in. If they wave it, stop it and wave you over to it, go to it. No. God said, go near and join thyself unto this chariot, whether you ask you to come or not. Woo! It's hard to go preach where they don't want you. Somebody said, if they don't want me, I ain't going back. I've had to go back.
Come on now.
Held a meeting where they treated me dirty as a dog. Wife liked to die, got sick there, and I walked a trail in the woods. I made a trail like an animal's trail. I prayed in the woods so while she was there. Like the lost bee. I said, there's one thing for sure, when I get out of here, I'll saturate this place with my absence and I won't be back. I give God a lesson on that.
Yeah.
I told God what I would do. 2 years passed and the Lord said, I'm sending you back to hold another revival, and I want you to stay in the same house you stayed in when you was there before.
My, it's on.
Mercy. I knowed it was God.
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm on the way. Got down there in that old house where that little boy, he used tobacco and tried to hide it from me a little, you know, things like that. That's just one little thing. God helped us rescue him and her. Turned out to be as good a friend as I ever had in the world. He done died and gone. Jimmy, glad I went back. Went back. You don't let God use you while you live. You're going to be an old stubborn, hard-headed, and rebellious, and self-centered, and selfish, where God can't do a thing with you.
Help mercy.
I don't know what in the world. I'm going to have to preach. It's Easter. When I left Oklahoma, the apple trees was in bloom. Whether the devil believes in Easter or not. Whether anybody does or not. Birds have done come back to my house, the mockingbird hills where I live, and they come back and go to singing. Birds that I don't even know what they are, where they come from, set up there in the trees like they own the place. They've come in there every year. Walk under it, 9 of them sitting right up on a limb above them, wouldn't even move, just look down like we're here now. We're back. Spring has come. The resurrection's here. It's here. Flowers jumping up out of the ground everywhere. Beautiful, beautiful. Resurrection power. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Bees is already pollinating my apple trees. Great God. I'm going to talk on this morning. This morning, I tried to preach on the crucified him. He did do it too. You know, devil don't like the resurrection of Christ. These old dead, dumb gods that can't see, hear, feel, taste, walk, or talk. Folks is praying to them by the million.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Can't do a thing. Ain't never done nothing.
Come on now.
Look like folks would wake up after a while that they ain't nothing to what they're worshiping. Don't do a thing for them. Don't never bless them. Sad got the blues. Look like it. Act like it. Can't praise the Lord. Never feel no victory. Never blessed for going. I don't know how they put the money in a deal like that, do you? Pour the millions to it. Amen?
Come on.
Old bad boy over there we've been having trouble with. Prays five times a day.
Yeah.
Soldiers all pray.
Uh-huh.
Women dressed are way more modest than America's women do.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Strict as they can be on something, ain't got a thing. Ask them where their God started and where he come from. They ain't got no live God. We have a living Savior, and I'm going to preach a while. I'm going to have to stay. I was changing gears tonight, but I've changed again. And I'm going to preach on he's alive.
Hallelujah.
He's alive. Amen? I notice in Acts 1, the first verse, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus both began to do and teach. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. To whom also he showed himself by many infallible proofs. That's undisputable. Sometimes Mr. Webster don't give enough definition to words to suit me, so I just add what the Holy Ghost reveals to me about them. I'll get into that with you one of these days. Talking about some definitions that are not in the dictionary. You know, God didn't call preachers to preach to get a concordance and a Bible and a dictionary, and that'll do it. That ain't enough for your library, my friend. I hope I get in that running stuff again.
Yeah. Come on now!
I get it. If that's all you've got, you ain't going to get nowhere when it comes to edifying the soul of man and helping
for you.
You get nowhere with it.
Preach it. Yes, sir.
By many infallible proofs,
yeah,
being seen of them 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He's alive. He is alive. They put him in the tomb, and they put guards on the outside. Said, we figure his disciples to come and get him out of here, take him away and try to say he was resurrected. They knew that he's supposed to. He is bold about it. He said, as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and the belly of the whale, so must the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That's the reason on the third day they're suspicious. All was, sinners and saints.
Right.
There wasn't hardly any of them could believe, but they was all suspicious. And they put guards out there so that if his disciples come to steal him, they could keep him from it. Mary and her friend started to the sepulcher that morning and said, who shall roll us away the stone? Had a big stone they rolled down on to keep the grave thieves out of there. We still got grave thieves in Oklahoma steal stuff out of the Indians' graves. Bought me some bones a while back, showed me bones of Indians. What was left of him, what hadn't went back to dust. I said, take him back and bury him where you got him.
Yes, sir. Right.
And leave him alone.
Yes, sir.
Leave that alone. But they had grave thieves then, and they put them big stones over them entrances to them tombs so they couldn't get in there. But on the third morning, God said to an angel over there in the glory world, I want you to go down yonder and roll that stone away from the entrance there. Well, sure, God could have, but he uses angels to work for him. Some of the best hands you can get. You can't hardly beat an angel for a hand. Can't kill them. Can't starve them to death. Send them to the middle of Arabia, middle of the deep blue sea, down in the hold of a ship. They can go anywhere. Walk on the water. Live with or without eating. It's good to have to work for you. Work in a storm. In the hot sun, it's good to have. sent a great angel down there. Got down there, rolled that stone away, and sent an earthquake.
Glory.
It was scary. I used to live in California where they had them. Had one old mother out there say right good, and come one, and she was sitting in the rocking chair, and the earthquake just rocked the rocking chair. All the time was rocking. Mama said, "Hallelujah! Glory to God! Amen! Thank God! Hallelujah!" Old sinner boys of hers trying to grab them lamps that's about to fall off and trying to keep them falling itself. It finally quit. They said, "Mama, what in the world was you hollering glory to God, hallelujah for?" She said, "I just thank you God because it's big enough to shake the world." He sent an earthquake.
Oh,
and them old boys that had them swords attacked the angel with it. No. Stood as dead men. What's your name? What's the matter with you? Scared to death. I want to preach on He's Alive here in a little bit.
Preacher, Brother Moore. Praise God.
He got up from the grave, took that thing around from his head, and laid it down himself. Walked out. He walked. You can do that. You walk out of what you're in a lot of times. You can walk right out of it. David, if you're going to read from him, you're going to have to get your Bible. Have you got it? Turn to St. John 20 and 11, if you will, please. We're going to talk about Him being alive. He's alive tonight. He's at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you. He's there to help you tonight. And we're going to talk about that. It's Easter time. I know it's just no use. You're wasting your time to fuss about the Easter bunny too much. Or they're going to buy them anyway.
Yeah.
I just eat them good chocolate eggs myself.
Come on.
Ain't no use of fighting the whole political world or monetary world over Easter bunnies or pretty dresses.
Yeah.
I just tell them to keep them modest and get them one if they can.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on,
it's like Christmas. Ain't no use fighting Santa Claus. Your children come home from the 10-cent store saying they saw him up there themselves. You ain't getting where trying to tell me. Didn't say no, didn't. Grandpa, I seen him myself.
Yeah.
Oh, there ain't no use tearing the church up over him. Glory to God. Preach Christ to them. Tell them what it's all about.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on now.
Oh, glory to God. All right. I want you to read for me in the 20th chapter in the 11th verse, brother.
But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping.
She's at the sepulchre now, David, and she's weeping, all right.
And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre.
Stooped down and looked in where the dead man was supposed to be. All right.
And seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet.
Two angels in the tomb where they'd put the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Never been known in the history of the world. Never had happened before. Of all the visits to the graveyards, the cold gray marble slabs, and all the tombs. And nobody ever looked in there and seen two angels. What else, David?
Where the body of Jesus had lain.
Wait a minute. Had laid. You mean he wasn't there?
Lain.
Lain. That same thing's laid. And they had. It's been about 3 days now since they killed him. Woo!
Come on.
I beg your pardon if you ain't used to that. They just kind of chat you in, Lord of God. He was there, but he's gone. All right, David, read it.
And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou?
Woman, why weepest thou? Hold it, David, and I'd like to ask you who you are. I'm a woman out of whom Jesus cast 7 devils.
Come on.
It's bad to have anybody with a devil, but a woman with 7 of them is a mean kind of hombre. I mean, but I'm the woman he cast 7 devils out of. Didn't he build his church out of some funny stuff?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. If you want a good executive, get him crammed full of every college you can get him in. Get him every kind of degree you can get him. And put him at the head of the place.
What?
He took a woman, had 7 devils out. Cast him out of her and made a perfect example out of her. Read it, Dave.
She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord.
I'm here because they took away my Lord. Taking a chance, Mary. You're taking a chance.
Come on.
The Jews hate him. They've killed the disciples for him.
Right.
They're going to lock themselves in a room now to keep from getting wiped out. You're taking a chance.
What else, Davy?
And I know not where they have laid him.
I don't know where they took him. He's gone.
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and Jesus standing.
Saw who?
Saw Jesus standing.
He's dead. Devil said he's dead. He screamed in the streets of Jerusalem and said, we killed the Son of God. That's the end of that. We never had no more trouble with him. He tried to kill him when he was born. Kill all the babies under 2 years old to get rid of him. What a terrible thing to do. Weeping heard from one end of the country to the other. And Daddy said, Mama, don't cry no more. But the prophet said they couldn't stop him. Cried everywhere because they lost their children. Tried to kill him.
Yes.
Had to go into Egypt and hide. Come back and had to hide. He went through the midst of when they picked up stones to kill him before it was time to kill him. And they couldn't do it till it become time. And now they've killed him. And Mary thinks they've carried him out somewhere else. And she turns to leave and meets the Lord.
Glory.
I know, by the Bible, these old bones are going to rise again. These old bones are going to rise again. These old, you know, I feel the power of God in the soles of my feet.
All right.
Praise God. Glory to God.
I ain't trying to make nobody think I'm spiritual, son. I just feel it. Great God, I feel it. I know, by the Bible, these old bones are going to rise again. These old bones are going to rise again. These old bones are going to rise again. Ezekiel said in that Bible, chapter 37 and 10, these old bones are going to wake up for walking. These old bones are going to rise again.
Glory!
You can't beat that, Don. Woo! I wish your mother is here. I wish your daddy is here. I wish the whole family is here. And the power of God fell on every one of them and yanked them and jerked them and jumped them like we've seen them do all our lives, son. Here he is standing there. Why, they killed you. They beat you. They whipped you back. They drove the crown of thorns on your head. You're supposed to be dead. Not me, Murray. Told you I'd get up on the third day and be out. What else happened right there, Davy?
And knew not that it was Jesus.
Didn't know it was him.
Jesus,
read it.
Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou?
Woman, what are you crying about? Whom seekest thou?
Whom seekest thou?
Yes.
She's supposing him to be the gardener.
Had it mixed up. Easy to get mixed up about him when it looks like the storm's on you.
Yeah.
Looks like there ain't no help for you nowhere. You done told your children by and your wife by, and you said this is all of it. It's hard to know the Lord's there. Hard to recognize. A woman in Missouri when I was in up in that country, she took down to die. 5 children. Couldn't even had to read her lips. Couldn't speak loud enough to be heard. She was still home. Her husband put his ear down there. She told him what to do with the children. She said, I'm dying. I'm not live. But in Arkansas, hours and hours before that, God Almighty walked the woods in the moonlight and the bright daylight. And Jesus spoke to the preacher and said, you get in your car and you go to that boy's house in Missouri. It's got that sick wife. You pray for her and I'm going to heal her. I know the people. That's my heart. Just dying. Out on the front porch, a man stepped up. He said, when shall I be to the judgment brought and answer in that day for every vain and idle thought and every word I say singing as he come up on the porch? She heard him. Her mouth went to moving. No company. Nobody getting room. I knew him well. Husband put his ear down the mouth. She said, that's him.
Glory.
That's him. Why, march right on in there singing. Every secret of my heart will shortly be made known, and I'll receive a just reward for all that I have done. Laid his hands on her, said, be healed in the name of Jesus. I mean, God brought her out. I don't mean she lived 6 months. She lived years and years and raised them children.
Glory to God.
David, let's read a little more. I got a lot more reading. You're going to have to keep this old clear now.
Said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence.
You carried him anywhere.
Tell me where thou hast
laid
him.
Tell me where you laid him.
And I will take him away.
I'll take cattle on how she thought you could. Takes 6 men to carry a dead man. But Mary's willing to try it. She's going to try to get him out of there. Talk a little more.
Jesus said unto her, Mary.
Mary, that's all he had to say. You don't have to speak your whole name. He don't have to tell you where you come from and who your daddy was and who your mama was. He just says one word and you'll know it's him.
Yes.
Brother Ford's walking down the back alley in Missouri, lost as a devil. Ever make anybody? And God said to him, you're lost, Ford. I knew him for years and years, going to glory now. Good man, great man. Said, you're lost for it. He said, I am not. Said, I live right down there. I've been down there 100 times. I don't know where I'm going. He heard the voice. Walked a little further, and God said, you're lost for it. He said, I am not. I live right down there. Third time, God said to Ford, you're lost, Ford. He said, my God is God. He come into his house, and his dad had visited him. He said, Dad, God just told me I was lost in the alley running, coming home. God just told me. Mary! What'd she say?
She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
He's alive. Talk to him this morning. He's still alive.
Yes.
Somebody said, I prayed and didn't get nowhere. Two lawyers trying to get saved. One of them said, I pled my case everywhere in the world and got nowhere. Other said, didn't take me long to get through. How'd you do? He said, I just pled guilty.
Come on now.
I met folks who went to church and they act like because they wasn't doing nothing, there wasn't nothing going on. I know better than that. I know better than that.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, don't touch me. I've not yet ascended to your Father, into my Father, to your God and my God. I'm picking up another one now. Maybe in this writing. Is that in your writing?
That's it.
Read it.
Jesus said unto her, touch me not.
Don't touch me.
For I am not yet ascended to my Father.
I went 90 million miles away above the sun yet.
Come on now.
But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father.
I'm going up. Go ahead. I'm going up.
To my God and your God.
Uh-huh.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples
all right.
that she had seen the Lord.
Read it, David.
And that she had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the
Hold
first
it.
Day.
You're on the 17th verse, yeah?
I've been past 17.
That's too far. You've read too far. It's all good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch
me. I've not yet ascended. He made a trip between this time and the time he appeared just a few hours later.
Come on.
He made a trip where God lives
right.
and come back.
Come on.
Praise
Ain't
God.
Ain't nobody supposed to touch me now. Not till I report back to headquarters. Can you imagine what in the world happened when he entered the glory world? Whew, I'm just pretty near St. Michael and Gabriel. They all knowed about it. When Moses and Elias appeared in Matthew 17, 1 through 3 on the Mount of Transfiguration, they talked with Jesus about his decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem.
Right.
They knew about it in the glory world. I don't know what happened, Bob, when he come back in. But you know heaven had to shake up. Here he is back here. Whew. He's offered his own blood.
Yeah.
He gave his own life. The Son of God. He appeared to the Father.
Yes.
I've completed the work that you gave me to do. Now you go back, and we're going to show them people
glory.
My great power.
Yes.
We're going to leave you there for 40 days and prove to them that you're alive. David, I want you to get ready to read a little more. You're going to have to get with it. Matthew, the 28th chapter and the first verse. While he's doing that, I'm going to Luke 24:13, Matthew 28:1, David, 24:13 of Luke, would you like to hear it? I'm preaching on, he's alive tonight. Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. They talked together of all things which had happened. Came to pass while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. He got the scar in his side, got nail prints in his feet. And in his hand, they killed him, but he walked out of it. That's a pretty good kind of a Savior to walk out of a deal like that, you know. Walked out of there.
Glory.
Standing in the garden. Mary thought he was a gardener. He couldn't believe that he had come out from the grave. And these old boys, two of them, and they talking about it. And Jesus himself drew near, walked along with them, and they told how the chief priest had delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. And he asked them what things when they began to talk. He said, haven't you heard what's happened around here? He said, what things? He lets them explain. Sometimes God doesn't, he doesn't treat you like you're dumb or he's dumb, but he lets you do your own talking. He knew very well what things had happened, but he wanted them to tell it. Huh? Whom say ye that I am? He wants your testimony. So he asked them what things, and they said, well, they went talking to him about it in the 20th verse, how the chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we trusted if it had been he which should have redeemed Israel beside all this. Today is the third day since these things were done. Why did you boys say that? Why did you say this is the third day? Because you remember what he told you while he is here. And you wondered if it would happen. And you're still wondering if it has happened. And you thought maybe it would happen because he mentioned the third day. It did happen. He's walking along with them. They don't know who he is. Amen? They're going to wake up like I did when I was riding my bicycle down East 29th Street in Oklahoma City. Wasn't even holding a handlebar. Didn't have to. Traffic everywhere. Whipped up in the service station driveway, come out and jumped off the curb, right back out in the traffic, and folded my arms and went right on home. Looked back, Dad was driving a welding truck and looking straight at me. I like lost control of everything. It's just a wonder I hadn't a teetotally wrecked the bicycle and broke both legs. I went for the bicycle and down I went and I looked out the side. He never did do nothing but look. He was there and he didn't know who he was. Sometimes we're not aware that he's with us. We're not aware that he's there. He's come to me in the dark night. He said, fear not. You have done what I told you to do. There ain't nothing nobody can do with you. Don't be afraid. There's nothing they can do. I'm with you. I'm not with them. You're in the majority when you got that. Let's go a little further.
I got a long ways to go. Are y'all tired?
Now, if you get tired, stand up. Don't sit there and hurt. Get up and move. If you've got arthritis or something, why, don't go through sweat with it. I hate to see folks come to altar getting a bind over here and rolled up in a knot and wanting to move and afraid to move, and the saints all saying, give up. Get up.
Get up.
Don't only give up, get up. Yeah. Ain't no torment parlor. Great God have mercy. You ain't supposed to come down and stay in one position. Your legs hurt so bad you can't hardly live and ain't got no circulation and get up and go home and dread to come back to altar. Afraid they'll hold you there. We ain't a holding you there. Get up. Tell some brother to move over down the road so you can walk a while. We're down here to get help from God. This ain't no persecution parlor. Glory to God. Talk to these boys here and they're telling him about what happened. And this is the third day. And they just wondering all about it, knowing what to do. And he's done been got up out of the grave. Some folks still living way behind time.
Come on.
They're living like he's dead. Amen. I've never been blessed. My God, have mercy, boy. Get in the altar tonight and throw your little bony hands up and ask Jesus to prove to you he's alive.
Yes.
Let him prove it.
He'll lure it to. I've seen folks, I had a Baptist song leader leading the songs for us in a holiness meeting in Arkansas. I never could figure out why they got the Baptist boy. He's a music school teacher. He could make that thing come out just right. I never can get that just right, but he could. He's a music school teacher. And they had him leading the choir in a holiness revival. I kind of fell out with it to start with and then fell in with it before it was over. He was up there one night. You know how we sang? We run over the bird's eye, skid through the stop signs, and go right on. Don't tell me, I know a little about music, but we just run over them stop signs. That bird's eye, that rest, we don't rest, we're in too big a hurry to rest, sister. And we wasn't paying much attention. He knows just exactly how, and is about to bum puddle him. Hallelujah. Talk about a child being born again. It's real. We're going on with it. Power of God was on it. I feel it on me. Talk about a child being born again. It's real. We're going on with it. Power of God hit him. Knocked him flat of his back on the floor. The Baptist qualified music school teacher. Knocked all the music out of him. Knocked all the notes out of him. Woo! That Baptist come up off the floor and said, I'll tell you, it's a deeper walk.
Yeah.
There's more to it than I know there was. I'm going to tell you. that some of our church members in our church world don't get more than what they're being taught. They ain't going to have enough to overcome nothing.
Praise
God. I've got to her. I didn't know so many texts in all this. But here, we thought he is the one. Yea, and certain all women. Certain women. Women's good for something now. They can work around a church. And if it ain't for the women, Lord God, have mercy. What a terrible shape we'd be. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished. They was early at the sepulchre. They got up early. When they found not his body, they came and said they had seen a vision of angels which said he was alive. See, he didn't hardly believe them women. They told it like it was. Certain them which were with us to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but they saw him not. He said them old fools and slow of heart. Sometimes I've said to him, oh my God, I feel like a fool. I'm slow of heart myself.
Oh God.
To believe all that the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things to enter into his glory, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expound unto them all the scriptures concerning himself. Drew near to the village where they went, he made his oar with going further, and they constrained him, saying, abide with us, but it's toward evening. And the day is far spent, and he went in to tarry with him. Came to pass that he said it meet with him. He could eat. You will too if you want to, when you go to heaven. He took bread and blessed it, break it and gave it to him. The eyes was open, and they said, that's him, and he is gone. They said, it's him.
Yes.
Yeah. He blessed the bread. We're going to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and he's going to serve us.
Yes.
We're going to drink the fruit of the vine again with him. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Grape juice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're going to eat.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to eat in heaven to live, but you can live to eat if you want to. You don't have to be baptized in water to be saved, but you could be lost because you won't be.
That's right. You're talking right.
In heaven, we won't have to eat, but we can eat if we want to. I'm going to eat some of the fruit off the trees by the river. That's what I'm aiming to do. Part of the while I'm there. I'll be going in and out of New Jerusalem into the New World. Yes. Y'all may not believe like I do, but I believe it's the capital of the New World.
Oh, glory to God.
David, you're holding me back. You're going to have to read faster. God love your heart. Amen. And here he sat down to eat, and he vanished out of the sight. And they said one to another, didn't our hearts burn within us while he spoke with us, by the way? You ever hear anybody preach when you felt like they'd give me a chance? I'd preach myself, and you ain't never preached a lick in your life. You ever hear a good singer sing? You said, if they let me, I'd sing on that little, and you can't even carry a tune. But you know why? Because you stir. He's talking to him. Did not our hearts burn within us? You ever been a preaching, honey? Some old boy just jump up out there. Preach it, brother. Preach. He's in the same spirit you're in what he's in. He's in the same thing you're in.
That's
she
right.
Just says, preach it, brother. Preach it.
Come on.
You turn them loose a little bit. They'll shout all over the place. While didn't our hearts burn within us while he spoke with us, by the way? All it takes is a few words from his mouth falling upon your eardrum to bring you out of the mully grubs. Go to church just as busted as you can be and busted when you leave. But you don't know except them words that burn within you.
Yes, that's it.
I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You're young. Yeah, you're young. I've got two young in my church about your age. He's out of work now for a good while. Work's scarce in Oklahoma. It's scarce. Well, we made it a matter of prayer because God gives people jobs that wants jobs. Some folks don't want no job. They want on welfare. Help me now. Come on. I love you. But you know what? We kept praying. One of them got a job. Now I said, son, we prayed for you to get a job. Yeah. I said, be there on time. Be there before time. Be the last one to quit. The last one to punch out. First one to punch in. Make them wonder what you're up to. When that boss looks at you and says, son, could I get you to do a certain thing? Yes, sir. Which way do you want me to run? Run over there and get it.
Yeah.
After you're there a while, they'll have to ask you to slow down. Work that away where they'll have to say, we asked you to slow down and get a little ahead of production. You don't get fired for that. My son and my grandson needed a job. We prayed and prayed, and the other day he got a good job. All right, son, I said, God has answered your prayer. Did you know what? Did not our hearts burn within us
when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. He's alive tonight. For your information, I've got friends that's met him long ways this side of where he's at in this setting of Scripture. They've met him. He's alive and well tonight. Amen. Won't have to hurry now. I see you're going to get tired on me. God love your hearts. I appreciate you. And just a few days, they was gathered together in a place, and Jesus himself stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Is that him? And nobody can say that and cause it to happen. He can calm the troubled waters of your soul by just saying, peace.
Yes.
Got a preacher friend walked in a woman's room, had high blood pressure. They couldn't handle it. They gave her everything, milligrams of what have you. Wouldn't bring it down. Could not handle it. They didn't handle it. The old preacher boy stole in. Wish I could whistle. Can't do it. Just walked in. Yeah, I heard a whistle.
Yes, sir.
Just an old preacher boy. Call of God. Just walked in. Lord, let him. Have you ever had God lead you into somebody's room you wasn't invited to come into and never asked you, but the Spirit said, step in there.
Yes,
just
sir.
Stepped in there.
Yes, sir.
Lady, what in the world's wrong with you? He knew better than ask that if he didn't know where it's at, but he knows where it's at. What's the matter with you? High blood, mister, said, can't get it down. Can't raise my head or nothing. You know the Lord? Do you know God can help you? Yes, I believe in God. I believe God can help you. I'll pray for you and God will help you. Lord, rebuke the high blood. God will help you, sister. Out
yes.
The door and down the hall. Doctor come in a little while, checked over, said, who's been in here? When did this happen? What did that? What happened? Doctor said, her blood's normal. Said, her blood's normal. Said, I've been fighting it for days. Couldn't do a thing. We said, who come in here? Nothing but just a preacher man walked in here and prayed far and left.
They knowed it was him when he come in. He said, peace be to you. They were terrified and supposed they'd seen the Spirit. I don't know what in the world gets wrong with us. We know there's a God. We know Jesus was resurrected. We know he's alive. And about time his power comes on, we run from it like a rattlesnake. Rather take five shots from a doctor and a half a bottle of pills than to let the power of God bless us. I've seen school teachers fail out under the power. I've seen doctors dancing in the Spirit, if that'll help you any. And then for all you poor folks, there's fellas like me that does it.
Yeah.
He's here. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk all around. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk all around. When I am dying, would you please walk around? When I am dying, won't you please walk around? When I am dying, will you please walk around? Walk around my bedside now. All we need is him. Here he is.
Right.
They're scared to death. And they thought it was a spirit. And he knowed him. And he said, why are you troubled? Behold my hands. Behold my hands. That is myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bone to deceive me. Have. When he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his feet. They've killed him. They've crucified him. The sun's went out. The graves have opened. The rocks have busted. The earth shook. And now he's walking. My feet. My hands. That's him, all right. David, what did I give you? Read that, please. Matthew 28:1.
In the end of the Sabbath,
uh-huh.
As it was began to dawn toward the first day of the week,
all right.
Came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
All right.
And behold, there was a great earthquake.
Great earthquake!
For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Early one morning, about the break of day, an angel came from the glory world.
Yes.
And rolled that stone away.
Glory to God.
Rolled that stone away.
Yes.
God, God,
yes.
God, an angel can roll that stone away
yes.
So you can get out of there.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
Come on now.
All right, read it, David.
And sat upon it.
Done what?
And sat upon it.
Job's over now. I've done what God told me to. Setting on what is in the road.
Amen.
Sitting on the obstacle, glory
right.
To God. It's a message victory. Where's he at? He's sitting on top of what gave him all that trouble. That thing was on top of him, he's on top of that now.
Right.
Sitting right up on top of it.
Right.
I was a sinner, are you saying, sitting on top of the world, but it wasn't.
Come on.
But I have now for a while.
Come on now, come on.
My grandpa fell dead, a heart attack, Norman, Oklahoma, 42 years of age, mama's daddy. Been preaching 47 years. into the wind without a PA. Lots of times. The devil said, that's your heart now. Say, your heart's giving away on you right now. Roll a stone away and sitting on it. The other day when they checked me over trying to find out what was wrong with me, never did really find out what was the matter with me. After 47 years of preaching like a house afar, not so good, children, but just putting my whole in it, I'm telling you. Everything I had. Said, your heart's good, Mr. Moore. There ain't a thing wrong with your heart. How about that, Jimmy? And not a thing wrong with your heart. You know, he's a heart fixer. He's a heart regulator. Did you know that Bud Robinson down there in Alabama, he started to die with heart trouble here 3 or 4 years ago. I stayed and slept in his home.
Yeah, Brother Ed.
Ed, I thank you. Said, he's dying, Brother Moore. The girl called, one grown girl said, we rushed him to the hospital, open heart surgery. It's the only hope in the world for him, such as that. That's the only hope in the world for him. And said, we're just afraid he's scared he'd die. You know, I have to pray a long time about some things and don't get nowhere for a long while, but sometimes it just happens like that. The Lord said to me, have no fear for his life. I'll not let him die. I said, ain't a bit of scare in the world for him. You're not, not a bit. Took him in, operated on his heart, brought him out, and the phone rung 15 minutes after. Brother Moore said, his heart's out of rhythm, and he can't live. He said he'll die. His heart's all out of rhythm. He can't get it to run right. Spirit said to me, have no fear for his life. I said, I'll not have no fear for his life. My God's life. Called back in another few minutes, said it's all straightened out, brother. Yeah. He's been living ever since. But the other day, that's years ago, the other day his wife went to the hospital, Jimmy, with her heart. Has wore out. Well, ain't nobody can fix them wore out hearts but God. Now, they do have heart transplants that have been pretty successful in some cases. But ain't nobody repairs them but God. We got mechanics can fix some things that others can't. But ain't nobody can fix that wore out heart but God. And we went to pray, and I said, we don't need to lose her. We need her here to help dedicate that new church down there. We don't need to lose her yet. And you know what? We went to praying, the others are praying. And bless my heart, we went to Alabama the other day, Ralph and David and a bunch of us down there. Maybe 200 preachers. I believe we had 200 preachers down there. Yeah. But you know what? All come walking up to me was that mother about, not quite as heavy as your mama, but it was, but standing up about as tall. Yeah. Here come that old straight back country woman. Walking up with that old 44-year-old daughter. I said, what in the world? What are you doing here? God wouldn't let you die, would he? And old Ed got so stirred up about it, he run and hugged Beatrice. You ought to see B's face. You don't want to believe in that. Oh, B couldn't hardly take that. Old Ed just seen my wife, and he made a run for her son, and he grabbed her sister more. God love you, he said. Wife's well. She's all right. She's better. Well, I said, don't let it beat you, B. That's normal reaction when you get a miracle like that. Yeah. Hallelujah. I don't know why I got on hearts and talking to Jimmy so, but anyhow I am. I know he's had some heart trouble. Lots of folks haven't lived to be a long time. I had a meeting in Missouri. I'm off my lesson. Could you stand or sit down and get rest if you get tired? Because we've got quite a long ways to go. Folks, if you don't want to come back tomorrow night, just leave me out here by myself, because I've got a long ways to travel. It's early yet on He's Alive. It ain't been no time. I couldn't sing through one verse. I didn't have enough wind to sing through one verse. Had a cot in this church and let somebody else run the meeting laid on the cot all day and serve.
Yeah.
That's right. Just a few days ago. I've got the wind tonight, ain't I? Bless my heart. Glory to God. God fixed his hearts. Amen. He knows how to work them hearts over. Take a heart's wore out and make it last. Amen.
Yes.
Take a heart, look like it's dangerous to walk upstairs. I went into Missouri to preach. I got in the church and there's a big old drum up there on the platform, a little old church way back in Missouri. The old man sitting there had foot pedal, and that's all. No, you didn't have any other drum with stick. You just had that one drum with that big old pedal. Every once in a while, boom! Boom! It just right. Just like a healthy amen. Just when you need it.
he put that boom in just right. He had that time just right, just when he needed boom.
I said, who's the old man? He said, he is an infidel, Brother Moore. And we had an old wood stove. Well, coal, they burnt coal in it at times. You know what I mean. It'd get cherry red with the pipes going out, catch a house fire. No insulation, didn't know what insulation was. Gets a hot pipe, catch a roof fire, and run up that bucket of water and put it out. We've had to do that in Oklahoma. Get cherry red and just breathe on you. Power of God's fallen that night. But this old man said, I'm going up there and get my girls out of there. They ain't going up there for nothing to get a boy anyway. That's the only reason they're going. I'll go up there and drag them out. Infidel, didn't believe in God. Paul Douglas, he went up, marched in the door, cold and snapping, you know, in Missouri. Sat down on the back pew. They were shouting and dancing. And one of the Murray boys was quite a hand to shout and dance. Some does more than others. And he done more than others. He's dancing in the spirit with his eyes shut, and he come around and laid his hands on the top of that red hot cherry stove. Paul Douglas seen it. He said, my God, he's burned his hands off. He'll never be able to work another day. It just stirred him. He didn't know what in the world. He thought it was a bunch of idiots. Murray boy danced away from that old stove around and around again, come back around, laid his hand right back on top of it. My God, Paul Douglas jumped up and said, and he ran to the altar and began to pray and knelt and got saved. Hallelujah. That happened. Mulberry Canyon. He's alive. That's what I'm preaching. And a few months later, got bad heart trouble. Doctor checked his heart. It's beating 140 beats. Lay him on the bed. They bought him a new mattress to die on. Don't raise his head. If he raises his head, it'll kill him. He'll have to die there. His old son-in-law heard about a preacher's dead now, praying for sick folks. Down there. He's alive tonight.
Listen.
Amen. You may feel half dead and think everybody else does, but it ain't so with him.
All right now.
He walks the highest mountain. He walks the sea. His son-in-law took the front seat out of that old Ford car, old model, put a orange crate up there where it used to be and laid an army cot crossways in it, took the back seat out. Said, Paul, if you'll go, I'll take you over down where they're praying for the sick. Said, I'll go. Doctor heard about it, just a doctor in the town, just a little town, and he waited on the people. Said, he'll die before it crosses a railroad a quarter of a mile. He didn't. They got him to the meeting, laying back down on the cot. Preacher up front said, stay way back down on the cot. A lot of them hit him. Said, you got bad heart trouble. Said, God revealed to me. Said, I'm going to pray for you, and the Lord's going to heal you. Prayed from up there. They had a cabin rented where it had steps going up. He wasn't allowed to step up on anything. Never. The next thing Paul Douglas remembers is in the cabin after he'd walked up the steps and inside. He shouted the walls down nearly. Well, he shouted, Bob. He said, I wish I'd have shook the preacher's hand. They said you did three times. He never did know it. Woo! Up the steps and in the house. Wasn't supposed to walk up steps. It had been years when I got by there and stayed all night with him and slept on the mattress they bought for him to die on. Let me tell you a little more about him, and I'm going to run on. I know this is not as interesting as it ought to be. You deserve better. But listen, I was going through there, going like I am now from home 3 or 4 weeks, my little boy and wife down yonder. I wanted to go home. I went by that morning, preached in that church, and left out for home that evening on the road. The Lord said, you turn that around, and you go back and do what I've called you to do. He don't take no for an answer. And if you give him no, you'll get a whooping. You will now. I hear you. Somebody saying, I'm getting a whooping now, Brother Moore. I ain't doing what God wants me to, and I know it. All right, I want you in the altar now. I don't want you back out on me. You can do it, boy. You know what? I turned that around. I said, now, God, you know I want to go home. But if you're really in this, you put Paul Douglas out in his front yard when I go by his house, and if he's out in the front yard, I'll stay till night for service. Ain't I'm going on back. Ain't that boss and Lord around? But he didn't get mad at me because he can do anything he wants to. He can turn a green frog to a brown one. Did you know it? A lizard. He can make a tadpole shed his tail and make a jumping frog. He can roll a worm up in a cocoon and make a butterfly out of it. He does what he wants to. Don't have to ask nobody.
Glory.
Don't have to ask nobody. Don't have to call a board meeting. Amen. Don't have to apologize to nobody. God Almighty does what he wants to when he gets ready. Make the water run uphill. I've seen the water in rivers running in the wrong direction. I've seen that myself. Paul Douglas was across the creek, a little footbridge at his daughter's house, fixed to sit down at the dinner table. The power of God touched him. Said, I can't sit down. Said, what's the matter? Said, don't know. Said, I'm going back over to the house.
Well, Dad said, we just fetched the table and you're supposed to sit down. I can't help it, children. I can't explain it. Don't worry about it. Well, take this chicken leg. He just took the chicken leg and hit across the footbridge. When I drove up in front of his house, he'd come around the edge of the house out in the front yard, that chicken leg in his hand. Ain't that the way? You ever hear the Lord work like that? That's where I get my messages sometimes. God moved him. I stayed that night, all right. He lived for years. He's lived to be an old man. Finally went on to glory world. Amen. David, have you read what I was? Go ahead.
His countenance was like lightning.
That's the angel's appearance. Like, you ever see anybody's face like lightning? No, I've seen him look a lot different than lightning. I mean, I look at folks' faces, it's you, yes, you have to. But his countenance was like lightning. Great God, it hit the tree beside my house and split the bark from top to bottom in three places. When it hit that tree and went down and right outside my window, I said, great God, whatever you want, I'll do it.
Come
right
on
now. You don't have to mess with me none. I'll do anything you say. Go ahead, David.
His raiment was white as snow, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
You remember that old boy in the book of Daniel? Smart aleck.
Yeah.
Big old smart aleck. Throw a big party. Pollute the vessels from the house of God. No fear of God before him.
Oh,
part of a man's hand peered over where you could read it. Don't, if you have a spooky vision at night, you seem dark, something dark and wiggling like a snake, never could make it out, rebuke the devil, going back to sleep. God ain't in nothing.
Come on now.
All right.
The Lord spoke to me and I never could figure out what he's trying to say. Well, what's he doing talking to you? He always, Don, puts it over where you can read it. The hand appeared over by the candlestick.
Telling you something.
Sometimes you got to have a spiritual man interpret it, but it appeared over in the light where you could make some sense out of it. Somebody been trying television in your church for years, don't make a bit of sense to the world. Ain't nobody ever been able to understand it. And word every preacher come through here trying to get him interpreted. Forget it!
Forget it.
God is in you to let you know what it meant. For fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. God's power scared the life out of you nearly sometimes. Read it, David.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified.
Jesus is the one you killed. You can say it with your mouth shut with the locked jaw. Jesus! You can call on him when you can't bite bread.
Listen.
Jesus!
Listen,
call his name when you're dying with the locked jaw.
Listen to him.
Glory.
Spirit's moving on. Yeah, I know it. What else?
He's not here, for he is risen.
Ooh, he ain't here. A lot of folk living in a tomb.
Come on.
Dead, dead, dead. He ain't there. Help us, Lord. Yeah. Holy rollers. Well, if that offends you, homeless people, when we get to where we're so dead, he ain't there. We're twice dead, plucked up by the roof. If you think we're brainy enough to debate the Church of Christ, forget it. We've got to have the power of God among us.
Come up.
Amen. Right. He ain't here. You're looking in the wrong place. Read it, David.
As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay.
What verse are you in?
I'm verse 6.
You're in verse 6? All right, read through the 7th verse. We got to hurry. You're taking too slow. You're going too slow.
And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. There you shall see him, and lo, I have told you.
And were tied and my feet were bound. Elements opened and the Lord came down. And I heard his voice and it sounded sweet. His love run down to the sole of my feet. I said, Lord, if I go, you go with me, preach the gospel and you preach with me. Lord, if I go, tell me what to say. They won't believe on me. Power of God. David, I want you to go again. He's doing a great job here. First time he's probably done this year. I want you to go to John 20:24 and help me out. I'm not going to be able to stand up to all this long preaching I'm doing tonight. God love you. Do you know he's still alive? I can tell you things that's happened recently where he proved he's still walking the water, still walking the mountains, still awake at night, hearing an answering prayer. Well, I know some folks ain't got an answer yet. What are you doing? Turning loose? Hold on. Hold on. He's not dead. He hears the singing of the birds. Got better hearing than a robin's got. That's the reason a robin stands on the lawns in Oklahoma and turns his head. He hears the worm in the ground. Takes it and pulls it out. The old peck of wood hears the bug under the bark.
That's right.
Takes to and gets him. God hears better than that. Amen?
Yes, sir.
All right, David, let's read that if you will, please.
But John, Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus,
all right,
was not with him when Jesus came.
Read it, David.
And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord.
We've seen the Lord. Read it.
But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my fingers in the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe.
Read it.
And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them.
Scared.
Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst.
Wait a minute,
said,
David. Don't open it. Ever since they killed him,
right,
they've,
yes,
been after us. And they'll kill us if you open that door. That'll let them in here. And we don't know what in the world to do now. We'll never live this down. We
right.
followed him all this time. We followed him three and a half years here. And they're going to get us for it. They're dead on killing him. They mean to wipe us out. And they were dead on killing him, and they'll wipe us out. Don't open the door. He didn't knock on the door.
Come on.
Isn't that something? What'd you do, David?
The door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you.
How'd you get here? It's a many old outlaw. We've Oklahoma full of outlaws. Well, I can take you where the money's still buried. The last time I went to hunt it, the fellow met me with a 30-30 level right at me. Back in the mountains, down by Robber's Cave. Said, what are you doing? I said, hunting money. Told him the truth. It buffaloed him. He leaves his rifle down. Said, you have any luck? I said, no, but we wish we was. I left. I never been back. My hide's worth more than a 30-30 bullet. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Sure, I can take you where it happened. I don't want to, but I can. That's where Bob Newsom buried that chest of money. It's buried down there yet. As far as I know, I don't think nobody knows. You'd cross the sandbar and across Pond Creek and halfway up the mountain, and the old road is washed out that deep where the wagons run. And on the right, there's some marks. Go try it if you want to. What'd you just read, David?
The door been shut, and Jesus stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you.
He knows he can come through locked doors into your situation, whether you're an outlaw like I just described Bob Newsom was, robbed banks and hid that money down the Robber's Cave where Mar Barker and Jesse James and others hid out. He knows he can come right in where you think he can't get in. He can save the worst outlaws in prison on death row and down there behind them locked doors.
Yes.
He has been known to walk in there where there's that.
Yes.
Give them peace and been known to bring some of them out of it.
Yes, sir.
Never dreamed how they did get their sentence commuted. They was guilty. And they know this guilty.
Yes,
and he knew this guilty. And he forgave them and brought them on. Walk right through the door and it locked. Anybody ask you who I am? Who I am? Who I am. If anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. We down yonder in the belly of the whale, God heard old Jonas cry. He said, Loose him, man, let him go, that he may prophesy. And the whale belched him out on the sandbar. He raked the sea leaves out of his hair, dusted the sand off his knees, and headed for right there where Hussein lives. Ain't it strange that we've been in a war where Abraham come from?
That's right.
Right down there on the Gulf where we is a garden and put up our defenses is Ur of the Chaldees, where Abraham come from. Right on up the Tigris River is where the old Babylonian Empire stood. And a few more miles up is where Nineveh was. Whew, that's getting back where we come from, ain't it? Garden of Eden was supposed to be up in there.
Yes, right.
It's going to end where it started, you hear me?
Come on.
It's going to end where it started. We're going to have to, what do you say, peace be unto you. I ain't come to kill you. I didn't come to get even with you. I didn't come to bring up your former sin. I just come to show you that I'm alive. He's still alive tonight. I'm going to have to hurry, Father. I see it's getting too late. I've got too far to go. In John 21 and 1 through 14, Jesus is by the sea. I'll let you read a little more, David. I know you're going to read for me bad. I appreciate it. Right now, I'm going to have to leave you out just a little. I'm going to preach too long. You know, he is by the sea, and the disciples out here fishing. They didn't know what else to do.
Come on.
They finally got a little liberty, and they said, Peter said, I go fishing. They said, I go with you. They didn't know what else to do. Looked like they lost their jobs, and looked like their future's ruined, and they're still grieving over him. But he'd been showing up now for days in different places. He's going to get them lined out. He did, too. He's standing on the shore. Children, have you any meat?
that it's the Lord.
It's the Lord.
It's the Lord. That's the Lord.
That's
the Lord. No. He had a fire started and some fish. I don't know where he got the fish. I'd say he probably just stood out there and said, come here, fish, and it just flew out of the water into his hand. Oh, but you see, I'm a man who believes in miracles, though. You say it can't happen. It don't sound like it could happen if your taxes come due, which will be due pretty quick now, that you could go to a lake around here and catch the first fish that comes up and he'd have enough money in his mouth to pay it, does it? Well, that's just the way he worked. No wonder folks think we're crazy. Hallelujah! Glory to God! He works when none can stop him. You need help from him tonight, I'm going to tell you he'll help you. I'm not joking. I don't even profess any gift. God gave me one. Prayed 20 years, 3 times a day for one gift. And God won't let me tell nobody what it is. And nobody knows. My wife don't know, or nobody. Oh, they second guess me everywhere. They think I'm a spook. They think I'm a fortune teller, a monthly prognosticator, a wizard spirited man. They think I can tell them anything they ask me. I can't. But when the Lord tells me, I can.
Yes, sir, he can.
And that's where I get in a jam with it. I get jammed up on that once in a while. I run out of amens on that once in a while. Yeah, don't back me. Afraid of what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say. Yeah, I've been around crooked preachers wouldn't pay the bills, you know. And they're afraid that's going to tell me he didn't pay that. I met one, and he run off with the church treasurer in the place, took the money with him. I met him, I said, did you get that money out of that church treasury? Yep. Gup the weather. So it's going to rain. No, I ain't talking about rain. The wind's blowing. I ain't talking about the wind blowing. Did you haul that money away from that church?
Come on now.
You go back with it and apologize to the church and the church board and give the money back. And don't preach no more till you do. Brother Moore, who put you in charge? That's what they asked Jesus and he come here. By what authority doest thou these things?
Come on, Brother Moore.
Huh? Help me, Jesus. It's a lot of fun to be a preacher. You get persecuted for it. But if you obey God and he give you a little something to work with, sometimes they don't understand the tools you got. Amen? Yeah. Why don't you haul off and let God help you tonight? Why don't you call on a living Savior that ever lives to make intercessory for you and beg him for mercy? He'll help you.
Yeah.
Find that leg. Every way I can try it, I can't get no trouble out of it. If you all know what trouble I've had, I was at the youth camp last year and had a chair out back, couldn't stay for the meeting. Just sat a little while, go out there and get in that house trailer and go on the moment, go home and lay on the floor all night. Stayed at David's at the camp meeting, stayed down and study all night, many night. Started for the trailer and fell on the ground. This knee, I've never been a one. You ain't that turned either, I don't know about it. No attention, you know, and I wasn't trying to do that. But I couldn't keep from falling. Whole meeting saw it. A bunch of folks like y'all. They poured out of there. Them boys got home and said, put me in that trailer. Get me in there quick. Get me in that trailer out of these people's sight. Get me in there. Get me away from these people. I didn't want to discourage them. It was like David, and I've never been a David, but when he got old, he is still, ain't that a sight? You get an old person, 9,500 years old, knows God, knows about the power of God. Bless my heart. If you give him a chance, they'll lead a praise service or sing a special or dance for the Lord. It's just in them. David got old and couldn't fight. And they said, David, you let us go do the fighting. You stay home with the stuff because you're going to dim the light of Israel. But you know, when God's power comes upon folks, they just want to get in there. They want to do something. I'll tell you what, tonight, if I was you, I'd give him a chance to help me tonight. I'd give him a chance to come. Jesus stood to the sea. They come in. He had stuff for them to eat. And again, in Hebrews 7:25, the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us. When your grandpa is old and dies and you come up, he's ever living to make intercession for you. If you're here tonight and you think the preacher's got it in for you and wants you to go to hell, ain't a good man of God got it in for nobody and wants him to be lost. He ever lives to make intercession for you. It's just like the man that's got the authority that rings the phone to the man you need to be talked to. You need to talk with and recommend you. It makes a world of difference. That's the way he is. He ever lives to make intercession. Had a revival. Man shot his wife's brains right out on the wall, killed her. She's fixing to leave with another man. That's what causes killing a lot of times. And he killed her. I went to see him in the pit. He said I'd left without a shirt on my back if I knowed what I was doing. That's the only defense you got. Temporary insanity is on the defense of God. 2 years they turned him out. His boy was seeking the Holy Ghost in my meeting, 20-year-old boy, every night. His boy become superintendent in the town of Dayton, Ohio, in the city department, a superintendent, one of the departments, retired there, made a preacher. Got the Holy Ghost for it, revival over. But Daddy killed Mama. What'd God do about it? A week before that happened, he sent a preacher by, and they was both backsliders and said, come back. Get back to God. Listen. Come and pray. Listen. Come back to church. No, they didn't. But Dad killed Mom. When Dad got out of the jailhouse, he come to church. What did Jesus do? He said, give me your heart. You'll never figure the Savior out. Don't worry about that. Because we're not big enough to do what he does. The woman died and went to hell, and he tried to get her husband saved. Jesus did. That's mercy that you cannot understand. That's mercy that you do not have. You say if she went to hell, he needs to go to hell. That's not the way God looks at it. It's one-on-one with him tonight. I don't know where you've been or what you've done, but I'm preaching to you tonight on he's alive, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. And 1 Corinthians 15:1-8, 500 brethren saw him while he is here. And Acts 7:54-60, while he's stoning Stephen to death, while the stone was ripping through his body and tearing chunks of flesh out and blood flying, he knelt before he got so weak he'd fall over. While he still had enough strength, he knelt. He looked into heaven and said, I see Jesus at the right hand of God. Prayed for, Father, forgive him. Forgive him. He's here tonight. He's here. I'm going to step out of it. Jesus appeared to John in Revelation 1:10-18. He appeared to John on Patmos. When John described him to me, I said, I've never had him pictured like that. Not like John saw him.
No.
You couldn't look him in the face. Power of God was on him. And he talked to John. And you know what he said in the second chapter, in the 8th verse? He said, I'm the one that has the keys of hell and death, and ever liveth. All right, if you'll stand. If you'll stand, please. John, I thank you, Brother David, for reading for me. I don't hardly have that done, but I did think you done a great job. Wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to preach at all. I appreciate it. Are you here tonight?
He
and you're away from him? He's not dead. Brother Moore, do you mean he'll move like he always has? Children, he'll do it. I've been there and prayed for him, shouted out of the bed, hit bad, sick, shouted all over the house. Other preachers have, now nobody come. I didn't do it. But he does. He saves to the uttermost them that will come unto God by him. Had an old boy there in Alabama, day before I got there, he prayed and sought God up in years, had never been saved, never been to camp meeting. You know what? God shouted him and flopped him on the floor. He'd go down and back up. I started home when I got nearly away up the highway and stopped eating poor folks. That's a good place to eat poor folks. I got in there. There he was. Smile on his face. Going back home with religion. Old time religion. Pure religion. Going back home, say, are you a backslider tonight? Don't stay out there. Children, I'm honest with you. I don't sound smart. I'm not a smart aleck. I don't keep figures on how many I got saved. I never keep figures on any of my meetings.
No, sir.
All I have is a list of what I preached and where I went. I don't keep any record on how many got saved, how many got the Holy Ghost or nothing. I'm not knocking that. I just don't. In other words, I'm not trying to get so many down here. So Ralph will say, well, my Brother Moore sure helps. A good meeting. It's a great bunch got saved. We need to get him back. Ralph, that ain't the way I run.
No, sir.
But, oh, I hope the altar fills up with sinners tonight, and we can truthfully say this 25 got saved tonight. But I'm not just, in other words, don't you think I'm trying to get here so we can count your head. I don't care if you never give me a dime, you never give a dollar to me, and I ain't even selling you no book, and I'm not knocking. But all I'm trying to point out to you is we're trying to get you down here because you need Jesus Christ. And that's the only reason he sent me to preach, was to preach to folks that he'd save them. I know you're a backslider. I know that. And I want you to come. I want you to come down here tonight and get back to God. You can't get back too quick. It won't get no better. You done tried a bunch of it, ain't you? It don't get no better out there. You can try every brand you make, and it'll just give you the same old results. There's no satisfaction. No satisfaction. I know it. I know what I'm saying, boys. I've been to jail to visit those. It's backslid and gotten a jam. I've got some others now trying to get out. It's just because they left God.
Listen.
Ain't never been a home tear up that mom and daddy saved in. There ain't never been a home tear up that mom and daddy saved in. Somebody backslid. Come on down tonight. You in trouble? You in the right place. He's alive. Quality player saints, y'all saints. Will you come? Come on. Step out. Come. Come on. I challenge you. Come on. Come on, backslider. Come on, sinner. Come on. We love you. Jesus wants to help you on this Easter. Come on. Come on. Praise saints. Praise saints. Come on. Come on.
Come on, church. Let's pray. Come on. Lift your hands. Let's pray, church.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
If you'd like to have him, come on.
Come on.
If you'd like to see God, come on.
Come on.
Is there anybody like to have